I've been so preoccupied with trying to figure out which movie I think is going to do better at the box office, Thor or Captain America, completely forgot about a third Marvel movie coming out this summer, X-Men First Class. This is a movie I remember hearing about a while back, and it was one of those kind of things where you hear about it and your very first reaction is like, "That sounds awesome." And your second reaction is, "They're gonna fuck it up," you know? This whole idea of taking the X-Men franchise and doing these offshoots. They're going to do a Wolverine movie, which they did was which was horrible. And then they're going to do a Magneto movie. It's like, it's just kind of, it just sounds like it's going to be a lesser than the sum of its parts. It's going to be lesser quality. It's, you know, Bryan Singer, I think, did a really good job with X-Men, did a fantastic job with the second X-Men movie. X-Men 3, fucking horrible. Enough said. But the idea of this, like the idea sounds interesting, but I was really worried that the execution was gonna be flawed. And I finally saw the trailer for X-Men First Class like last week, and I gotta tell you, to me, it's like it's a trailer done right. You know, Captain America and Thor, their trailers were very meat and potatoes. What you see is what you get. Nothing special, nothing fancy. Here's some scenes from the movie. The X-Men trailer, you know, they showed the back of Professor X's head. You see the back of Magneto's head, you know. And anyone who's watched these movies knows, you know, once you see these characters, the back of their heads, you know exactly who they are. I mean, and I liked it because you knew that was Professor X. You knew that was Magneto, but they didn't show you their faces. And by not showing you their faces, it kind of allows the younger actors, James McAvoy and Michael Fassbender, to really own the characters of Professor X and Magneto, while still giving a tip of the cap to the X-Men movies that have preceded it. So I really like that, and I gotta tell you, I mean, when I was watching the trailer, I was getting excited. I was like, "This looks actually pretty fucking good. This looks decent. This looks really well done." The thing that really sold me, the thing that really sold me, I mean, I was already going to see this in the theater, and I'll see Thor and Captain America 2 in the theater, don't get me wrong. But the thing that really sold the ticket, and this is so fucking stupid, was Magneto lifting the sub out of the water. That's it. I'm enough of a special effects. I was going to say junkie, but I guess horror is more apt because I'm more willing to really. Well, I would say, you know, like spread my legs for special effects, but it's more like opening your wallet for special effects. It's like, yes, I see special effects. I'm like, yes, my wallet opens. I'm like, yes, take me, take all the money you need. Just show me the cool stuff. That scene alone, I was like, oh, that looks fucking cool. And it's dumb. It's a dumb reason to want to see a movie. You know, because there's no context to it. There's no story. It's just a cool special effect. It's a cool little moment, but it just looked awesome. Is the best way I can put it. It really brought out the 10-year-old geek in me, you know. But yeah, I thought it looked really good. I thought it looked. I've liked James McAvoy and what I've seen him in. He seems like a really competent actor. This Michael Fassbender I've never seen before, but he seems really. He seems to really the little bits that he's got. I'm like, I when I see him, I'm like, I want to see more of that guy. I want to see more of that guy playing that character, you know. I have to admit, James McAvoy's saying it's gonna be a little weird because you see him. He only says a couple of lines in the trailer, but he says it with this very, you know, that kind of a Patrick Stewart kind of a little bit of a British lilt to his voice, but. It'll be kind of weird seeing him playing a very kind of. It seems like he's gonna be a more subdued character, where my, or of course the guy playing Magneto is gonna be a very fiery, angry person. But we'll see. Quick summation. I'm on board. If I had to pick one of these three movies to see in a theater, wouldn't be a question. I would definitely pick X-Men First Class.